Hello, hi. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Hello? Hi.
Okay.
Hi, yes. What is the highest level school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Doctorate.
I'm sorry?
Doctorate.
Doctor? Oh, okay. Thank you. Doctors, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, and what is your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the Columbus, or like many people, are you
yes.
not registered to vote? Yes, okay, thank you.
Yes.
As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote? Or have you already voted?
Almost certain I will vote.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Early in person.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and your 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. Joseph Motel, 0 to 10.
I have never heard of them.
No, thank you. How about Shannon Harden?
Very, I don't remember the scale, but very favorable, very warm, whatever that one is, very.
Okay, 10. Very, 10 is
yep.
The highest. Okay, thank you. And Farhan Jetty.
Never heard of them.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council. The whole Columbus City Council. How do you feel about them?
8.
Thank you. How about Nancy the Awkward?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Louis Gill.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Adrian Hood.
Never heard of him.
Thank you.
ML. I know I sound like I've never heard of anyone, but I have all my stuff together to go look through. I know the issues I'm voting for, but I haven't looked up the people yet. I'm like, I sound like a big dummy because I haven't heard any of these people.
No. There's no right or wrong. If you never heard of it, that's okay. That's fine.
Yep.
Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Andrew Ginther. You know who that is, right? No? Never heard of him?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Probably 8.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And how about Nick Paxton?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Okay. Now, next are some questions. By the way, thank you so much for taking your time to do and share your opinion. We are 56%. It's not that much longer. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which one comes closest to your view?
I would rather re-elect them.
Okay, thank you. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
Andrew Ginther.
Leaning towards him or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I have no idea.
Okay. We have one for that. Undecided. No problem. If the November
yeah.
election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Paxton or Parson Jetty?
Don't know. Unsure, whatever that one is.
Which one? Oh, not sure?
Yep.
Undecided, okay. If the November election for Columbus State City Council was held today, would you vote for Nancy Awkward or Lewis Gill?
I don't know.
Okay, undecided. That's okay. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Approve.
Thank you. Lynn, yes or definitely approve the measure?
Definitely approve.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are we almost done, by the way? We are 90%. Only two more questions. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,199, $25,000 to $34,199, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $900,999, $100,000 to $249,999,
$250,000.
Thank you. This includes our service.
The ranges so were very tiny. The ranges were very tiny, and all of a sudden they got big.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful night. Take care. I appreciate
it. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.